What up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike, like always, doing his best, trying to bring you guys good interviews, good content. If you guys have walked with me since season one till now, you guys see that we're not clickbait. One of the things that we really genuinely try to do is try to bring heartfelt conversations, growth, development, understanding of breaking chains, breaking the mentality, that stigmatism that holds us back. So that's what we do here, guys. And with this guest, you know, I'm getting to know her just the way you guys are going to get to know her. She's a friend of my sister, but little by little, my sister doesn't know she's becoming my friend. So with that said, guys, I hope you guys enjoy this episode because I enjoyed this conversation. I hope you guys take some good nuggets out of it. And here we go. Lizette joining us on set. I really do appreciate you taking the time. I know you come from pretty far.
It's okay. Thank you for inviting me. I'm like super excited to be here with you.
So, yeah. So and thank you. Well, as we have this conversation, I don't know too much of your story, but my sister has given me hints of it where I'm like, well, I want to know more. And that's the reason why I kind of have you here, because you possess something that I think is very cool, very special, something that I've shared with my audience in the past, where we need to like break free from this mentality of like we can't do it, or we make up excuses, or like we just find everything in front of us as a I just quit. And you have something that I admire. It's like you see obstacles and you're just like, just jump over it. And I love that mentality that you have, because it's like, how do you get there? What happened? And before we even get to there, though, I want to know a little bit about more your background. So where were you raised? Where are you from? And then we'll take it from there.
Actually, I was raised down the street from you guys. Literally, we were neighbors without you knowing, but we were neighbors all of our childhood. You were younger than me, so you wouldn't know. But I was raised in Compton by a single mom, just like you guys. Wow. That's where I started.
And your parents, they're from where?
My parents are from Mexicali.
Both of them?
Yes, both of them. Okay. They grew up in the same little town.
And you said single mother.
Yes.
Where was dad?
So my dad has always came to the U.S. He always came as a teenager. He used to actually come to the U.S. with my mom's brothers. So se venían como de teenagers a trabajar 2-3. Is it going to be bilingual or no?
Yeah, you could.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they used to come 2-3 months. They got older. My mom came when she was around 15 years old to work. Her siblings stayed back home in Mexicali with my grandma. So it was my mom, my older uncles, my grandpa, they were over here. Somehow my dad also ended up over here. They sort of started off in Long Beach. My mom, she got pregnant around when she was 23 years old, gets with my dad, has my brother, my oldest brother, and myself. By time I was 4 or 5 years old, they separated.
Okay.
They separated.
Okay.
You know, it's a hard story to tell, like how that happened, because growing up, there was one version of how I was raised. And then as an adult, I was able to connect the pieces of what actually happened. Mm. Mm. So the whole story is a little bit, there's two versions of it.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's very, so to tell you about my mom is una persona trabajadora, movida, inteligente. Era cariñosa, era muy cariñosa. But at some point, because of everything that's going on, there was 2 children in the house. There was a mortgage. There's vehicles. There's school clothes. There's shoes. No help whatsoever. It did become a lot, you know. It was a lot for her. So there was, I don't think it was, it would, before it wasn't labeled as verbal abuse. It was just how they were raised, you know, like, no estés chingando, you know, hasta, it was more of that. at this point, somehow I'm told I no longer have a dad. Mm. So it's by fifth grade, or when I go into fifth grade, at some point I no longer have a dad. My dad is, my dad vanishes. There's no dad. So at this point, I become a child without a dad.
Wow. No, it's all good. And let me tell you something before you continue on with your story. Tears are a sign of there's a healing that needs to take place within there for you. And there's no coincidence that this is why you're on the podcast and this is why you're here.
Okay, so we're back. Okay, so at some point I have no dad. Okay, so from the age of, let's say, how old are you at fifth grade? How old are we in fifth grade?
Yeah, like 10, 11.
10, 11. Ya no tengo papá. Yo tengo una mamá trabajadora que nos da todo lo que ella puede darnos. No eran cosas de lujo. It was nothing luxurious. It was, but we always had food. We had a home that we enjoyed. We had a vehicle. We were at school. She gave us everything that she had, she gave to us. I had a birthday party every year and a big birthday party thanks to my tías, to my mom, comidas. We had a Christmas.
Tu tía that's here with us, that's your mom's sister.
Yes, okay, yes, okay. Yes. That's her baby sister.
Got it.
So we had everything. My mom would do the best to give me lessons in life. Beautiful. She used to work at a barbershop. Well, you see, she used to work three jobs. She used to work at a barbershop, and on the weekends, she would take me with her. She would take me with her, and she's like, vente, vamos a trabajar. And I would be there, and she would tell me, quiero que aprendas a hablar. Quiero que mires. I want you to see so you know that you can learn how to talk to people. Come with me so you can learn how to see. I want you to learn how to talk to people. I want you to learn how to talk to people. And I would go with her. But she was struggling financially. It was struggling financially. She was a very smart person. She is a very smart person. Very. I'm going to tell you that how smart my mom is, I will think 3-4 times when I have a conversation with her because she is 4-5 times ahead of me. Like, she's a smart lady. She is a wise lady. So she is doing her best to make all ends meet. She makes casitas behind her house. And she rents them. She has to divide our house. And she rents them out. Wow. But in all this, we're safe. We're comfortable in our own house. Like, she's always made it. You guys are comfortable. You guys are fine. There is food. My mom, junk food in our house was a treat. Because when my mom went to work at 5 in the morning, there was a whole meal on the stove.
Wow.
So when we come home from school, we never felt there was never food. Our fridge, ceviches, pozoles, enchiladas, whatever. We wanted, I don't know how, but we never not had food.
Wow.
And this was her working three jobs. There was a very short period of time. And now that I look at that time, and I remember, my aunt might have a different version of this, but I remember when we came back home, she wanted to party. So she wanted to go out. So she would go out dancing like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. She would go dancing.
Yeah.
But she would be up at work at 4 in the morning to
take care of her responsibilities.
Yes. And I think at that time, I was like, we didn't have an intervention. I don't remember using that word, but I'm like, there's a problem. So I think I told my tías, and the tías told my mom, and my mom's like, oh, you guys are telling my business? Like, no, no. So we got in trouble for that. So we never said anything. It was very short-lived, but she never brought anybody to our house. She never brought a man to our house. She never let us see her dating. There was no phone calls with men. It was us. It was us.
Wow.
It was us. She kept us protected. She kept us safe.
What's your mom's name?
Gabby. She kept us safe. She kept us protected. We didn't, other than like the fear of her regañándonos, we did not live in fear. We were kept safe. We were around a lot of family. We were loved. I can tell my mom, una persona movida, beyond, ella siempre pensando en el futuro, cómo le voy a hacer, cómo le voy a hacer. We did not have luxuries, but we had what we needed.
Yeah.
We had more than what we needed. I'll tell you, one of my, forever I will be in debt, like grateful for this. So I at that time, I had to be how old, Tia? I mean, I'll tell you this. So I went to a friend's house, okay? No, backstory. I went to my cousin's house, and my cousin had a computer.
Okay.
It was a computer thing they had found it, like at a vacant house. It was a black screen with all you could type as letters. It was a yellowish. It was just the old computer. And I sat there, and all I would hear, I just sat there, and I never had touched a computer. I had never touched a computer, but it was old. You couldn't do anything with the computer. Somehow I go and I tell my mom, I go to a friend. So that was the computer, but I didn't know what a computer could do because.
Learning. It's new.
Yeah, we didn't have technology. We didn't know. There was no internet. No internet. I didn't have internet.
Some of the viewers don't know what dial-up is.
We did not have internet. Okay. Nobody had a computer. Nobody. Yeah. I'm not talking about low-income people. Nobody had computers. Yeah. Computers were just not a thing. So I go to my friend's house, and her dad has a computer. Somehow, I get access to the computer, and... They let me have a sleepover, and I'm in the somehow nobody found out. And this computer's in the living room. I think it was just meant to be. I'm in the computer till 7 a.m.
Oh, wow.
My friends wake up and they're like, Liz, you never went to sleep. And I was like, no. I went home and I told my mom, and that computer had internet. I go home and my mom, I want a computer. Can you buy me a computer? Now, my mom is working three jobs. My mom is,
expensive.
Yes. She goes to my tia. My mom and my tia make it happen.
No way.
Yes. They make it happen. And they didn't buy me just any computer. They went in the, where'd you guys go? Circuit City. And they said, give us the best of the best. So they bought me the best of the best. I lived on that computer. And my mom let me stay home
What fascinated you in the computer?
I don't know. Everything. The feel, the sound of a keyboard. The sound of a printer, the touch on my fingers of a print, like I can't explain. I love if you'd show me a computer, I love it. I love anything that a keyboard. I love it. I love how it sounds, the noise that it makes. At that time, it was a dial up. You had to connect your phone lines to the computer, to the TV, to the computer. So you would run the wire all the way to it. It was a whole mess. But
get off the internet. No, I'm trying to use the phone.
No. Let me tell you something about my mom. Well, I was in the chat rooms, like, doing crazy stuff. My mom was like, está prendiendo, déjala, con que prenda, mija, con que prenda. I remember she let me stay home a week and not go to school so that I could use my computer. My mom was like, pro computer, use it, learn it. She was good. She was like, learn it. The computer always kept me home. So while I had my moments que me distraía, I was always home with the computer. I love being on the computer. I can't tell you what I mean. I could tell you, but I just love it. So
trying to find out what chats, guys.
Huh?
No, nothing.
Which one?
What? I'm like, we're trying to find out what chats on that.
Everything. LimeWire. Military.
You guys don't know what LimeWire is.
AOL military chat. Texas. Anything. I was fun. We were like. It was fun. It was just fun. I would make greeting cards sometimes, but mostly I was on the chat. But my mom thought I was learning, so I could type really fast.
Let's go.
So it was so good. It was my computer skills were so good. By the time I was 8, so all this time I have no dad. I have a mom that does.
You were just told.
I was told.
It's not like you were told he was dead. You were just told you just don't have him. No, I was told,
Topa no los quiere. Él ya tiene otra familia. Ya no los quiere.
Yeah.
Topa ya los... Tu papá no los quiere.
Yeah.
So I had no dad. I really had no dad.
Yeah.
No los quiere.
Hurt people?
My dad...
Hurt people.
Yes, my dad would... Maybe once or twice, I saw my dad drive by and we would run from him.
So your dad would visit from Mexico?
No, there was no dad. There was no dad.
No, I know, but you're saying that he...
No, literally drive by.
And that's it?
That's it. And try to get a glimpse. Well, at the time, I didn't know what this was, but there was no dad. There was no dad. no, there, I had no dad.
Yeah.
I do remember seeing my dad once or twice drive by. I remember one time when I was in the fifth grade, he drove by and he saw me. He didn't know what school I was at the school. He just happened to drive by and I see him and I start crying because I'm scared of him. I'm scared of him. So seeing my, I was scared of my dad. I was scared of my dad. But I have no dad. There's no dad presence. There's nothing. There's nothing. There was a time that my mom needed my dad. Was she wanted to refinance the house, get some money out, and you know, but the house, my dad came through. I was 15 at this time. My dad came through. She did let us see our dad. She was like, "Okay, go see your dad. Go, you know, because I need to get this done." She's, you know, very wise. Vian, you know, hey, the kids, you
very
know,
very wise.
Very wise. She's like, "We got to get this through." She lets us see our dad. We have no relationship with our dad. We have no, there's no, there's fear.
How was that like for you? Because you were afraid of him.
It was, we knew we were there. I mean, I don't think we knew. We just, vamos a hablar con tu papá type of thing. Vamos, tengo que hablar con tu papá, vamos. That was it.
Got it.
We meet up.
So you felt more like, fine, since mom is saying it's okay, then it's okay to go see him.
It was okay. It was just like, vamos con tu tío porque tengo que hablar con tu papá. Like type of thing, you know. So we go to, well, not even in our house, we go to my uncle's house. My dad, no questions asked, nothing. And I give him that because not just anybody would do that. There is a lot of men that would be like, hey, that's 50 mine. Like, I got a daughter over there I also got to take care of. I, you know, my dad was like, that's your house. You're here. No questions asked. That's your house. My dad did give my mom a lot of credit. You have that house because that you did that. I didn't do anything. You did that. You made this happen. This is your house. My dad always gave my mom credit. Hands over the house. My mom does whatever she has. That's that one time that I saw my dad when I was 15. Didn't see him again. That was it. I remember, around that time, around when I was 15, si vino darme dinero, he gave me $1,000 to buy whatever I wanted. It was around. Yeah. My mom did let me keep the money. She probably needed it, but she let me keep what I want, the money. I do remember that. I did buy whatever I wanted. I was like, I got to buy 501 jeans. I bought myself 501 jeans. I was so happy. That's probably my only pair of 501 jeans. I don't know what happened to the rest of the money, but there. So my mom did struggle through it. She marries. I'm all over the place. She marries. She goes on. She lives at her house. My little computer skills get me a job, a really good paying job, because I faked the resume. I don't know. Tell me how I got to fake the resume. I'm doing customer service at a huge warehouse. This is like my first job. Okay.
All right.
I went from babysitting the neighbor's kids to this big job.
Where was it?
So I was at CCL Plastic Packaging was my first job. It was Rosecrans. My mom took me the first couple of weeks to work. And then somehow I was like, all right, I have enough for a car. So I bought a little car.
What'd you get?
It was like a little Toyota, like a little, it had no radio, no AC. But I bought my own car. My friends, their parents bought them cars. My mom didn't buy me a car. I think she probably would have bought me a car if I asked.
Yeah.
But I don't think I wanted to do it myself. I remember wanted to do it myself. So I bought the car. I didn't know how to drive and I didn't know how to put gas. So when I would go to the gas stations, I would ask men or anybody, can you help me put gas? Because I was scared to put gas.
Wow. Wow. You were afraid to put gas.
I was afraid to blow up.
Not to lie on your resume. Job that you're probably not qualified for.
Let me tell you about this job. But let me tell you something about this job.
I was afraid to put gas.
Yes. Let me tell you about this job. So they were so backed up on their filing. I was a customer service clerk, assistant. So I did whatever the customer service people needed. It was like a big corporate. It was a big company. It was huge, huge. I had my own little walkie-talkie, and they would be like, okay, go check on production. I didn't know what they were talking about. I didn't know what it meant, but, you know, I was there. So I remember it was so much work. I'd have files, so much stuff. I was filing all day, filing in the beginning. I remember this guy. He's like, hey, do you want me to just throw some of these files away? And then I was like, yeah. So he came with the pallet, put everything on a pallet, and he like threw it away. He was like, es que te ves cansada. And I was like,
half of your workload was just gone, just like that.
They were so proud of me. They thought I filed everything.
They're listening to this right now and saying, now we know where our files were. We filed them directly in the trash.
Yeah, there you go. But hey, I got the job done. So you wanted them out of the way. So
done deal. Done deal.
Got done. So at this point, I already have a job. I don't think I had the car yet.
How old are you?
At that point, I'm 18.
Okay.
So I have the job and I'm walking. I went to the tiendita and I'm walking home and I see a guy. And at this point, I have a job. So my mom can't tell me, supposedly me, my mom can't tell me nothing. Okay. So I go home and I tell my mom.
Sorry, Gabby.
I'm going to go out tonight because I don't care. You can't tell me nothing. That boy never picked me up. So it didn't call, whatever. Anyways, that relationship, it wasn't a toxic relationship. It was me for the first time being free to be able to be in a relationship. 100%. So yo me agarré de eso. Yo me agarré 100%. De eso. I do. Pues que no había salido, no tenía la oportunidad. I hadn't had the chance to have a boyfriend. It was my first experience. All these things
were new to you.
Yes.
And you were like, so, oh, I like it.
It was just the only first chance. So you fall in love with whatever. You know, I had already been suppressed for so long. I wasn't allowed to have a boyfriend at 14, 15, 16. I wasn't free to have that. So when I got a little bit. I want
my daughters to hear that. At what age did you start dating?
But it was a bad thing. Because then you
No me estés ayudando, por favor.
I do see the bad in it. Because when I got the courage to say, hey, I'm doing this. It was with whatever. Yeah. I hadn't experienced anything. It wasn't the best situation for me. I do remember telling my mom, like, mom, I want to go live with him and blah, blah. My mom was like, no, no, no. It was so bad. And my mom, to the point, she's like, okay, I know this is not going to work out. I know this is not, but you're not listening to me. You don't see what I see. Go live with him. Go live with him. He cannot come to the house. This is your house. This is not his house. You go live with him and go see how it goes. And your house will be here when you come back. It will be here. No questions asked. Vete, vete. So I'm like, cool. So I go tell him, and his mom calls me. And she's like, no. Like, my son is not good for you. No.
Oh, wow.
No, no. My son does not know about the world. Like, I won't let you do this to yourself. Absolutely not. Like, you work. My son doesn't even know. You can't do this.
Y tú todavía.
Yo, like, oh, I'll pay the bills. I'll pay the rent. I got this. I can figure this out. So that doesn't work out because his mom says, absolutely not. Like, my son's pretty much going to ruin your life. So somehow that gets, you know, this one's, if you want to edit this one out. So this boy cheats on me, okay? So he cheats on me.
Why do we have to edit this out?
So he cheats on me and I find out. I'm not going to go into the detail, how I find out. So he's like, don't leave me, don't leave me.
Yeah, we don't have to go on the details, but you just found out.
Yeah, I found out that he cheated on me. So he's like, don't leave me, don't leave me. And then he says, Emma, it's a boy. It's a boy. It's literally a boy that's doesn't know how to do anything. So he's like, don't leave me, don't leave me. So I say, okay, fine. I won't leave you, but I'm going to do the same thing that you did to me. So he's like, okay, fine. He says, I'm out of here.
But before you continue on to Utah, now you have experienced many things in your life. Mm-hmm. Now when you look back and you look at that, at yourself younger, and you say, when you told that first boyfriend, fine, I'll get back with you, but you got to let me hurt you the same way you hurt mm-hmm. me by cheating on you. Was that the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do?
Oh, it's definitely the wrong thing to do, but you don't know anything. Yeah.
But the reason why I'm asking you that, it's because I do, like, I love that you're sharing your story, because we all have them, guys. Like, yeah, I cannot say no. Yes. We all have them.
Yes.
We all made silly decisions. We all made decisions out of anger, decisions out of desperation, all these things, right? And you would think, like even right now, I felt like when you were sharing it, you're like, you know, we're going to edit this out, because there is a shame, right? Like, there is something that tells you, like, this is a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
But for me, it's through that embarrassment, I know there's someone out there that's going to say, I know exactly what that feels like, because I even can go through certain stories that I'm like, yeah, I'm a little embarrassed about that one too. Yeah. But the reality is, it's like, you have to learn from it. So it's crazy. So like, obviously, no, guys, you don't you don't fix a cheating relationship by going and cheating yourself.
No, definitely not.
Un mal con otro mal is not going to make the situation any better. But what do we know? You know, so this is why it was just better to go to Utah. So we're in Utah.
And at the end, you know, I was still hurt.
You're learning. Yeah, you're growing.
Yeah.
I already know, like, without you having to tell me, and I'm sorry if I'm crossing the line, but my mind already is like, okay, so she has daddy issues. She has somewhat mom issues, because it's not fair for mom to paint a picture of your dad the worst person in the world. Like, that's not right. My mom did the same thing with me with my dad. Y dile a tu papá, y dile esto. But then my dad, too, would be like, y dile a tu mamá, rebomba que se de. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, why am I in the middle? So... Yeah. Anyways, we're in Utah.
So we're in Utah. I'm...
Well, you moved with your brother.
With my brother. With my brother. And yo soy trabajadora. I'm a hard worker. So by day three, I got myself a job. I'm cool. I'm good. I remember my mom, she never told me, I'm proud of you. But, you know, like, I remember I had enough money to save. But this time I had a newer car. So I had enough money to save up for my car. Like, I don't have to worry about car payment. I'll get to Utah. I'll figure it out from there. Boom, my little resume on my computer. I land a job. I get another job. I had one job. I had a job. And then I would get off like at 12. So I was like, oh, let me just get another job. I end up in property management, which I loved. I did that the whole time that I was there. I had a cousin that passed away here in California. And I was like, I want to come back home. But, you know, rent in California was expensive. Utah's a piece of cake. But I did property management. So I was like, well, I'll just go do this over there. They give you a free apartment. So kind of like, it took me a... I got a job. And then I kind of...
You were in Utah for how long?
I want to say about 5 years. 4 or 5 years. Yeah, it was a while. Okay. Which I really enjoyed it. But I wanted to come back home. All my family was over here. Yeah. It worked. All of my family was in the valley, in the San Fernando Valley. So it just ended up that I was able to get a job over there, so I was closer to everybody. And I was able to get closer to everybody. It worked out perfect. It was expensive. My tias were there for me.
You were doing management over there.
In Utah, and then I came over here and did the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So I just got another job over here. My family was there, my tias. It was come home, you know, my tias. I stayed with them for a couple of weeks until everything got kind of situated. I was able to get my apartment. Good. Then I did...
Y ya no se sabía nada de esos otros muchachos.
No,
nada.
No,
that
no,
was
no,
all closed
no.
Yeah, that was all gone.
Closed. Yeah, ya estaba ya más grande. Ya, ya estaba ya, ya past that. Yeah, yeah. I was older. I was about 5 years. And I do. I'm a type of person that does grow out of certain things quick. Like, I'll catch on quick. Maybe a year or two or something. But eventually, you know, my girl. My dad's coming around. My mom visits us. My mom, you know, separately. But, you know, they're there. Correct. So, correct. But... In my head, I still don't have a dad. Okay, I have a mom, but in my head, I still don't have a dad.
Traumas, okay? Correct.
If my dad stood in front of me, I could tell you, like, I didn't have a dad.
Wow.
Okay? Like, I literally...
I get you.
Yeah.
All the years that your mom painted that picture.
Yes. So I did not have a dad. Even if he was in front of me, I would feel I don't have a dad. So I work, I do property management, I did that, I enjoyed it very much. I did more like, I started low income. It was really rewarding to me. Low income and senior citizen, it was really rewarding to me. Then I moved on to more middle income apartments, and then I moved on to luxury apartments. That was different. Then one day, I'm enjoying my job. One day they give me, I used to manage 5 buildings. And then when they say, hey, you're pretty much, we're going to give you, they gave me a luxury building on top of what I was already doing. And they gave me another larger building. So I asked for a raise. They bring me into the office and they have a screen in front of me. There's a guy in the computer. And he's in the computer. And he's typing away. He's like, oh, you know, you asked for a raise because. And then he turns his screen around and he shows me this graph. and it says, you know, based on your lack. Oh, I did drop out of high. I didn't finish high school. So I didn't get a, I didn't have an education and I didn't finish high school. So I'm considered a high school dropout, right? Even though I went to the 12th grade, I'm considered a high school dropout. He turns the screen around and he says, you know, we ran pretty much, you're Latina, uneducated, from Compton, in his words, you're actually overpaid.
Mm, wow.
You're overpaid. We're willing to give you a dollar pretty much out of pity. I stepped out and I had a panic attack. I cried. I cried so bad. I felt humiliated. I felt, I was sad. I was sad. I was sad. Let me see. This had to be 2015. Lloré, lloré mucho.
Why?
Pues me humilló. Like, I knew I could do the job. I knew I could do the job. I was doing the job and I was good and I loved it. I really loved it. Yeah. I loved doing
which is going to lead to like where you're at right now. But, you know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that part of the story, because moments like that are either going to break you in here, where it puts a barrier that you never feel you can break free from. And a lot of us live in that culture. You're very successful in what you do, and I can see it naturally, like hanging out with you, like certain things that we talk about, a certain business, a certain this, you've broken from that. So it's so easy for you to just say, just jump over the hurdle. Like, what's the damn problem? Yes. But for other people, well, for you, when that guy told you that, I'm sure at that time in 2014, 2015, whenever that was going on, when you went out crying, I'm sure there was a part of you that's like, I'm never going to be able to break free from this. Like, how stupid was I?
No. I'm not that person. It's more, me entra miedo. I mean, me entra fear.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, hey, how am I going to break free of, I'm not the type of person to be like, now that you're saying that right now, that is not who I am. It is, what am I going to, okay, So if you tell me something and if you hurt me, my hurt or the way that I process hurt is so short that it's like, all right, so what are you going to do?
So your mode is different from like, I'll go through it for a bit, but now it's like, so now what are we doing from here forward?
Yes, I'm going to go through it for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry for maybe like 5-6 hours. And then I was like, all right, so like, what's going to happen? So I'm not a person, but I didn't, until you said this right now, no, I'm not a person that's easily broken. Now, are there situations that could have broke me, that should have broke me? Is there situations where, hey, like this would probably break another person? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Did I cry? I was hurt. Yes, I was absolutely hurt. I was hurt. Yeah, I was offended. I was hurt. I was humiliated, but I don't ever remember feeling like this guy broke me. I remember
so what happened after you finished crying,
all right, this is the truth. You are an uneducated Latina. You have no education. It's true. And let me tell you another thing that I didn't, when I was in property management, when I was in the luxury building, and I didn't connect this till after, okay? When I was in the luxury building, I was younger, you know, and, you know, entraban guys que, this is prior to this guy telling me this, okay? This is prior. So I was before this, I had done low-income housing, senior citizen, and then I moved on to medium income, and then I moved on to luxury. When I was at the luxury building, I do remember guys coming up to me and say, oh, like, is this your, like, part-time job? Are you in school? Are you like in the industry? And I'd be like, no, like this is my life plan. Like, and then that was it. They would like, I felt they wanted to ask me out, but this is at that time, right now that's just normal. But at that time, those apartments were $3,500 for like a one bedroom. Those are people that were building their houses. These are people that were just there 6 months in LA on a business trip. They were come from another country while they looked for another home. So it was a whole different game. I had never seen this, ever seen this. I did have a feeling they wanted to ask me out. But once I said like, no, this is my life plan. Not like that, but I was like, no, this is what I do. They would be like, oh, like,
a lot of shallow stuff at that level.
But that was my life plan.
I get it.
That was that in reality, that was my life plan. I didn't have anything else.
Totally.
Didn't have anything else. Now, in my childhood, in my teenage years, and as a young adult, I do remember saying, oh, not having something in my head that said, oh, like, oh, a business, de cortar pelo. But it was very minimal. It was very hidden. It was very suppressed. It was very suppressed.
Why?
It was very suppressed. There was nobody around me that had a business. There was no business owners. There was nobody ever saying, hey, you can have your own business. There was none of that. So.
And fear, right?
I don't remember if it was fear. I don't remember if it was me. It was just, no sabía. Yo no sabía lo que era.
No one around you has a business. No one has ever told you you could be a business owner. So, like, of course, I mean, I think naturally your mind also goes to a little bit like, pues si me aviento, pues da un poquito de miedo.
No, because there was no aventarme. There was no business opening. Because my mom would always say, mija, para que trabajes.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuando trabajes.
Yeah.
There was never a mention, un día vas a tener un negocio.
Got it.
So there was no negocio, nothing. It was a very small, if I want to say like tiny a business, but it was tiny, it was suppressed, but there was a ganas. So my solution was I'll get 2-3 jobs. So if I ever envisioned I want to buy a house, it was like, all right, let me see how I'm going to get 2-3 jobs. It was never how I'm going to get a business to buy a house. Never.
Makes sense.
Never.
Yep.
It was, I'm going to get to, that's all I knew. So even the thought of a business was very tiny. Eran ganas. It was in there somewhere, but it was not up in the front. It wasn't like, hey, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I didn't even know what that was. So I'm at the building. I'm seeing these people, these young people my age, right? They're, I remember this one girl, Julia, comes in and she's like, I want, just give me the most expensive apartment, Latina. I was like, she's like, I don't care what it costs. Give me the most expensive apartment. And I was like, oh, well, it's this much. Okay, how much do I need to make? This much. All right, so.
I'm seeing something here, but so keep going.
I'm like, all right. At that building was, I think was like one bedrooms or, it wasn't, it was made up of one bedrooms and they were about like, probably like 20, I remember. They were in thousands. So she's like, is this enough or do I have to go like bring my, is this enough to show how much I make or do I have more that I can bring? And I was like, so I look and I was like, 10,000. She was making, it had income of 10,000. She said she had more, but I was like, she's making 10,000 a month. Like how? And then I realized like I did something wrong. Like some, how's this girl with the same age? She's Latina. She looks and she acts and she speaks no different than me. Maybe she did speak different, but
no, but
making,
I get
she's
it.
Making $10,000 and I'm looking at everybody's my age and I'm like, I realized I did something went wrong here. Something went wrong. Because
and for me, the point that I'm getting, like, as I'm hearing you is like, have you ever heard someone say like, for me to know who you are, show me the group of friends you hang out with. And that's what I'm seeing, because what happened is that the Lord exposed you to something that was like, listen, this is possible. No. And for you to just ask the question like, wait a second, like she's still saying she could bring more if needed. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, she doesn't need to bring more, but it's like I'm doing something wrong. I think that's when God kind of started waking something up in you, saying like, hey.
And I'm not motivated by money, but it was of like, what can, how come she can do it and I can't? So I'm like, damn, I need some Julia money, you know, like I need some Julia money. So I was like, okay, but nada, no pasó nada. Then I go to who is my daughter's dad. I go, somehow he takes me, he's living in
one of those apartments.
No. Yeah. He lives in one of those apartments, but he's going to buy a house. He's buying a house, so he takes me up to the Hollywood Hills. He's like, I'm gonna buy this house. This is a.
Were you dating him yet or no?
No, not yet. No, I didn't like him.
So he was just your client.
He was a resident there. I didn't like him. He used to get on my nerves. So he takes me to this house, and it's a two at that time. It was $2 million house, and I'm like, how you get? Not in a hateful way or a jealous way. It was just something like, oh, people can buy $2 million houses. I didn't know. People like you and I can buy $2 million. I didn't know that people could buy $2 million houses. I thought this was like, you know, like some
you just doc, never knew
100%. Some doctor houses. Yeah, yeah, I didn't know we could buy these houses. I'm like, that's how funny. Much is it? And he's like, oh, the payments, this. I'm like, okay, okay. So nothing happens. Se queda ahí. I just, you know, I learned and I walk away. I'm still trying to have three jobs to buy a house somewhere, anywhere. I'm settled for Compton at that point. But honestly, my mind wasn't even in a house. It was more like, I'll be a renter. Let me just have some extra income. Let me just go to Cabo or something, you know, for a week. Very basic. So then I'm at that building. I'm seeing like these people are my age. I did something wrong. I realized I did something wrong, but I didn't know how to fix it. And there was no urge to fix it. I just realized I made a left turn where I should have made a right turn, you know? Okay, that stays. There's nothing I can do about it because I'm thinking these people are educated. These people come. I don't know where these people, but I don't have that. And I don't know how they got there. And nor am I trying to find out because I'm just trying to have three jobs. So then the incident happens where they humiliate me. Okay. They humiliate me and I'm like, all right, so somehow they got scared. You can't do that to people. You can't talk to people like that. So apparently this guy was talking to everybody like this. He was talking to everybody like this, to even big people. Everybody's complaining like he's going to get us in legal trouble. So I said, you know, this was humiliating. I'm humiliated. I don't want to go back to, I don't know what I'm going to do. They didn't want me to leave. I think they appreciated my work, but they, you know, as a company, they wanted to pay as low as possible. Yeah, I get it.
You want the highest profit or return.
So they were in some legal issues because of things he was saying he was doing. They didn't want no more. I didn't know this. I did not know this at the time. I found out later. So then you have this Latina that was just humiliated by this white man. And they're like, we see where this is going. So I say, I don't know what I'm going to do. And they said, we'll give you some time off paid. We'll give you some time off, regroup, come back. We don't want you to leave. We'll give you more money. We'll give you more money. I was like, okay.
Wait, cool. So they were offering you more money?
After they humiliated me and they insulted me. And I guess they found out, oh, Lisette was out there crying in the alley. Another employee took her to the urgent care for a panic attack.
They were like,
we got another one of these on, but I didn't know everything else that was going behind the scenes.
I understand.
I was just part of that, but I didn't know.
I'm just trying to see. They're trying to like clean up. So they offered you at the end of the day, the money that you were asking.
They called me. They said, you're worth it. We're this and this and that. Like, don't listen to him.
How much time off?
I think they said 3 months.
Oh, wow. They gave you a lot of time off.
And I lived in their apartment. So I lived in a luxury apartment. It was nice. I thought I was like.
You were like, hell yeah.
So I did have to pay some of the rent, but for where I was living, it was good. So I'm like, okay, that's insane. Se me pasa rápido. And I was like, okay, ¿qué vas a hacer? You have these money paid. You have these 3 months paid off so you can live normal. You can. But that's not in me. It never crossed my mind, like, just smooch it. I was like, ¿qué vas a hacer? So I go to my friend, and I said, hey, like, I don't even want to go back to work. I tell him everything I'm feeling. Like, I realize I made, like, people are making this kind of money. I didn't know.
What friend? Who?
He was a friend that I had met years ago through my tia. It just, he owned a printing company. He did, screen printing. But okay. El inteligente es bien movido.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you know my... my friends are selling items on eBay that they get from Amazon returns. He's like, why don't you give it a try? And I was like, what is it? He's like, well, you buy these pallets of boxes, of big pallets of boxes of stuff, and then you just sell them on Amazon. And I sell them on eBay. So people return stuff. So I don't know. He didn't get to that. But I was like, okay, let me try it. I have a little savings of $5,000. This is all I have. So in a sense, what it is, it's these, when you guys buy something from Amazon, it doesn't go back to the person that you sold it to. Amazon takes the item and puts it in a big bin. And then Amazon llena esos bins, los llena, and then they auction or sell them off by the truckload. Those pallets of stuff are then sold to random people that will sell them on eBay, yard sales, take them to Mexico, whatever. It could be anything in this bin. It could be a microphone. It could be a pillow. Anything that you guys return goes into a large bin, and then Amazon sells it. Resells it off to somebody. It can be expired supplements. It can be anything, anything. So I was like, okay, well, I got 3 months. Let me try, right? Let me try. So I go and I try to get this guy to sell me these bins. He's like, no, I don't sell the bins to anybody because I already have my customers. I have to give them the best pallet. Plus, most people don't know what they're doing and they fail, and then I get a bad rep. So I'm not going to sell you that. I was like, no, come on, just sell it to me. Please, I'll take you to lunch. I'm gonna get this pallet. I got $5,000 and I'm going to get this pallet. So I go back a few times. He's like, nope. No, no, no. I have to, like, I already have a bunch of customers waiting. I don't want to do you like that. You don't know what you're doing. Plus, there's a lot of stuff in this pallet that can't be resold. You don't know what you're doing, and you're going to get your account shut down. You're going to waste your money. So he was being nice about it. Come back again, like, sell me the pallet. Like, sell me the pallet. So I guess miro esta no se me va a dejar en paz. He's like, all right, I'll sell you one pallet. So sure enough, I'm living in this luxury apartment building, okay, in the valley, in Studio City. And I need to figure out how I'm going to get this pallet in my apartment, okay? So Compton, my mom's house front yard, because remember, she has everything rented out in the back. I sort the pallet out, whatever. My little brothers are helping me. My sister's helping me. I put everything in black trash bags, big bags, and I drag it through the hallways of my apartment building into my apartment, okay? So... all right, so here we go. I'm going to figure this out. I figured it out. I went back to paying for more pallets.
How much did you get your first pallet for?
Probably like $2,000. Wow. Probably like $2,000, yeah. That was half of my savings.
So you eventually, in your apartment, have like, I'm imagining maybe like a little table or something to take pictures.
My luxury walk-in closet set up.
Like, yeah, you for real?
Yeah.
And that's where you would take your pictures and upload and all that?
Yeah, yeah. Right there, todo así en el apartamentillo y hasta el baño, todo. I had a two-bedroom, two-bath. Like, no, that became the warehouse. So,
I suppose.
So I want to say within 2 months, 3 months, I was making Julia money. I was like, oh, okay, this is okay. So by that time, it's time to go back to work. I'm like, I'm not going back to work. Like, I'm good. I'm not going back to work. By, I want to say, 8 months, 7 months, I was driving my dream car. I went and got myself a Range Rover.
Let's go. Let's go. What color?
White. Yeah. White.
I don't know why everyone, when they get the Range Rover, has to be white.
Got my Range Rover.
Black interior.
Black interior. Sí. So con sus bien bonita. I got my Range Rover. I didn't go back
what
to
year?
Work. This was what? Yeah, now. I don't know.
The Range Rover.
Oh, whatever. El año era 2015. That's what, had to be del año.
So you're talking, guys, like $90,000 at that time.
Yes, yes, yes.
She is making Julia money.
In the moment, I don't do things unless I have it figured out. You know, I really think about things. So don't think I just went in there like, I was like, okay, like I'm, it was coming. I was like, okay, I have a handle. I felt that I had a good, eran como 8 meses, ya habían pasado by the time I got the Range. Yeah, era más tiempo, maybe no 8 meses, pero yeah. You know, me anime, it was coming in consistently.
With the business. Yeah, no, yes. Totally get it.
In this, well, I'm still doing the Amazon pallets. In this, I start to see patterns of what people buy. Like, oh, when I put this up, people snatch this up really quick. So, so I'm like, oh, well, I need to get my hands on like
this.
It was whatever it was. I need to get my hands on. Let's say it was a vitamin. This what's a brand of a good brand like.
It doesn't, I mean.
Okay, it was a popular brand. So I would call a company and be like, I need to buy 20 bottles. I'm like, we don't sell 20 bottles. I was like, well, so how do I get more of this? Like, I need more of this because
this is what sells. This is what sells. You noticed the trend.
Yeah, there was a company, Sweet Sweat, that sold like sweatbands to make you sweat. So I called Sweet Sweat. I'm like, I need 20 of these because I sold it on eBay real quick. And they're like, we don't sell 20. Like, we won't even sell to nobody. We just sell direct to consumer. And I'm like, what is direct to consumer? Like, what is so this?
You're learning terminology and all these things.
Crazy. I didn't know what it was. Crazy. I was just trying to get 20 to sell on eBay because every time I posted it, they bought. But then I was like, well, I need 20 of these. I don't need one. I need 20. But Sweet Sweat didn't want to sell me 20. They didn't want to sell anybody 20. So I was like, all right. So how am I going to get 20 of these? I'm still trying to get 20, right? So I'm at the post office dropping off my packages from whatever I'm selling on eBay. And I see this girl, and she has 100 of the same bottle. And I was like, I don't know what's in the bottle. But I'm like, how does she get 100? And all the bottles look the same. I'm like, how does she get 100? Like, I need, she got 100. She got 100 of that bottle, and she's packaging them the same. So the reason that this started, that I needed 20, was because when I was selling the Amazon palettes, it was one of everything. So una pastilla de esto, una sweatband de esto. So I had to constantly be posting. So I needed 20 of everything so my job could be easier, right? But
I get it.
So I go to the post office and I'm dropping off my packages, and this little girl with the carrito, and she has 100 of this. She has a whole carrito, and she's there packaging them at the post office. She's not even bringing them done. She's packaging at the post office. And I'm like, and she's even writing her labels by hand. And I'm like, okay. So somehow I go up to her and I say, I want to buy 20 of your bottles. And she's like, oh, okay, here's my website. But she's thinking I'm trying to buy them for myself. And so I go home. I see her take her carrito. You know those carritos, a little, como que van a la grocery store? And they, people that don't have a car, and they walk home with their carrito from the grocery, yeah, like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I see her walk across the street from the post office. I'm like, this girl don't even have a car. How does she get 100 of these? How does she get a carrito full? Like, how? She don't have a car. Like, okay, if she doesn't have a car, or maybe she does have a car, but why does she come with her something? She doesn't have it all together, but yet she managed to get 100 or a carro full of this. So I go and I Google her, and I see that she's posting from her apartment. I'm like, oh, so it's not a real company. She made this. Like, she made this herself. This is hers. So I was like, well, how do I make my own? How do I make my own? So then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to make my own. Whatever I want to make, I'm going to make my own. Then I started realizing, well, Sweet Sweat made their own. Like, everybody made their own. I started realizing, like, oh, you make your own.
I love it.
So then I was like, okay, how do I make my own? So I call around and be like, hey, I want to make, you know, 20 cremas. They're like, no, honey, you got to make
like 10,000. Yeah.
You got to make 10,000 cremas. Oh, well, how much does 10,000 cremas cost? It cost this. Okay, hold up. I think I got that. You know, so.
Oh, does that have to be like cash? Don't trip.
I was like, yeah, I got, you know, I got that. You know, eBay had really, eBay was coming in with $15,000, $20,000 a month. So I was like, oh, okay, so I'm going to make my
own. So you're still doing the eBay thing, buying the pallets, while you're still trying to figure out this other side of, like, how can I start getting.
Well, I'm coming into figuring it out.
Correct.
Well, I'm coming
into. As you're trying to figure it.
Yes.
But you're still doing the eBay thing.
Yes, but eBay's telling me what sells.
Correct. You're learning
the data.
You're
market survey from eBay live experience. So I'm really hands-on knowing, like, I need to get this because every time I post this sells. So I go and it takes me months. Había días. I'm going to be really honest. And I laugh about it now, but I don't want to lie about it. I can laugh about it now. But when I do think about it, it was painful. My body hurt. My body ached. Había días que yo no sabía qué día era. There was days. I'm not a person that will eat junk food. I eat junk food. Like, I'm not a person that will go to fast food. Just, I've never been that person. I was eating, that was it. I don't know what day it was. It was days that I did not shower because I would forget to shower. It was painful. Physically, mentally, painful. Not emotionally, because it wasn't emotionally. It was, I was on like, I was having fun, but it was physically painful. It was painful. And I'm going to say, as this story progresses, it got more physically painful. Mm. It got worse.
But before you keep going, I do just want to add, like, I mean, to the audience, the viewers, the listeners, like, I have a episode, many episodes of self-growth, self-development, realizing these things. So as I'm hearing you, like, we all have different perspectives. We all have different ways of seeing things. We come from different backgrounds. So you're not going to see it the way I see it. I'm not going to see it the way you see it. But I try to read between the words that you're saying, and I'm just like, dude, like I don't know if you're someone that, like, has a strong faith in God, but I'm like, man, God put that hunger in you to, like, I'm going to go ask that lady, where'd you get that, or how did you get that? And the whole pallet situation, many people would be like, as soon as he said no, because people give up, some people would give up and say, I'm just fine. Like, he shut the door on me, and that's it. But I see in that, like, what I'm seeing right now in my life, that it's never too late. Like, it doesn't matter if you're 40, 50, 60 years old. It's never too late to say, let me try. Let me figure it out. And that's what I'm trying to wake in people, right? Like, how many times haven't I shared with you guys in the past? I always wanted to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I felt like God came at me one day, like, pero, like, derechito. And I felt like God tell me, no lo pierdes. Because you don't want it bad enough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you really wanted it bad enough, Mike, you know what you have to do. Stop eating the things you're not supposed to eat. Mm-hmm. Start working out. The solution's right there. We just don't want to do, like, we want it just papita. We want it easy. Yes. We want it to just fall in our laps, fall in our hands. So right now that you're saying that you're aching, I'm even seeing, like, man, she was putting in the work.
So I'm not gonna lie. I'm not. So in all this, because I'm going to be very honest. You're going to have to, if you want to do something and have a business, a successful business, because anybody can have a business. You can open up a business tomorrow and have a business. Now, is it going to be successful? That's another thing. Is it going to be profitable? Is it going to make money? That's a whole different story. And all this, you have to pick something. You're going to pick one thing. There was no going out. There was minimal times with my family.
Partying.
There was no partying. There was none of that. There was no, yes, tenía mi Range Rover porque me di lujo, pero no andaba yo en las malls comprándome. I had the money to reinvest because I wasn't spending the money. The biggest investment, it wasn't an investment. It was un lujo, un gusto.
Sí, fue te diste tu gusto.
Yeah. Y no me arrepiento. Oh, do you want to hear a joke? Wait, do you want to hear something funny about the car? Wait. So you know how you were saying, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. You know how you were saying, oh, you went and asked the person to where she got it. Yeah. Remember, my mom used to take me to work.
Yeah.
And she used to say, quiero que aprendas a hablar con la gente.
Yes. Yep.
Y no tengas miedo a hablar con la gente.
Yep.
That's where that comes
in. Yes. Yes.
So I get the Range Rover. I'm not a person that tells anybody my business. I will keep things private. You'll probably show up at my house and I have a new car. But I'm not going to post. I'm not going to say I got a new car. Once you show up, you'll be like, oh, you got a new car? Yeah, I got a new car. That's it. I'm over. I got my little reward, whatever. But it's for me. No, I'm not going to be like, I got a car. You know, that's not me. Like,
I posted my truck as soon as I got my truck. Yeah, I'm just not. I was super excited.
I'm just not that person,
but you know? We're all different. Yeah, I think when it comes to guys, like, for me, that was my, I mean, I share it with you guys, I was desde los 19 años he querido esa troca, you know. So
the funny story, so I get the car, whatever, this is going back to when I got the car, my dream car, right? And I take my mom to eat, but she can't, instead of me, somehow we end up meeting there. I don't pick up my mom from her house, we end up meeting there. My siblings drop her off, so we're walking back to the cars to get in our cars. And I tell my mom, oh, mom, este es mi carro. And she's like, ah, mija, un día. And I was like, no, it's really my car. And she's like, yeah. She's like, ah. So that was funny because she's like, mija, un día. And crazy. I was like, I know. Crazy. Even my mom didn't believe in me.
Wow.
I know. Wow. Okay, so I figure out how to manufacture my own stuff. I went to the University of YouTube and Google, where my
check it out, guys.
University of YouTube and Google, where my, there was no funding, no mentors, nobody I could go to and say, hey, how do you start a business? Wow. How do you, there was nobody. I had nobody. There was
Which is why I wanted to bring you, because some of us, me, I'm honest. I'm sometimes like, man, like I need someone to mentor and teach me. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes you could do it on your own. You know, you said, like, it just goes to show you when the hustle is real and you really want it, you could figure it out. Like, you're a good example of, like, you're broke because you want to be broke.
Yes. Yes. I was broke because I was comfortable and I didn't know anything else. I was never broke. I was paycheck to paycheck because that's all I knew.
But if I could be real, paycheck to paycheck is kind of like being broke.
Okay.
And not like in a mean way, right? Like,
yeah.
Yo lo digo mucho con respeto, but it's like, let's just call it what it is, guys. Like, you mentioned something earlier, like when he called you out and made you feel bad, but you kind of accepted it. That's what we need to do. We need to accept. Like, we need to not, oh, you hurt my feelings. You just offended me. Then you're going to stay there. Yes. And for me, it's like, no, dude, I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. That's why I don't want to be comfortable with that sentence. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. No, that offends me. I'm broke. That offends me. So it has to change. Anyways, that's my two cents, but you were saying.
So, and I want to be very honest. I don't want to. I know I'm laughing and everything, but I want to be, because it's really, to where I'm at now, I think these parts are important. Again, there was no going out. There was no partying. There was no drinking. I probably made a drink at home, but I wasn't literally out drinking, you know?
Boys.
No, there was none of that. There was none of that. No, I was distractions. Home. I was home trying to figure this out. I was eating lo que estuviera around the corner. There was, andaba, parecía homeless, but
you didn't have your daughter at the time.
No, I did not have my daughter for the first part of this. Okay. There was none of that. There was stuck glued on the computer, living and breathing this. There was no, hey, I'm going to go give myself a spa day. No, there was like, hey, let me go pop bottles. There was no, that money was being saved because I was realizing how much this was going to cost and it's not cheap. So that's what it was. So I'm going to be very honest. If you are going to do this and you're thinking, I'm going to go do what this Instagram model does and these Instagram influencers do, no, that's not, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to tell you that it is not how they paint it.
And if you are trying to start something like this, please, I mean, I'm sure you're going to agree with me. As soon as you get your first check, your second check, don't go to the club and start popping bottles. Like, hustle and keep growing. Like, your one check, two check does not mean start living it up. It means there's progress, but there's work to be done.
I don't know what a bottle at a club costs, because I'm never going to do that with money, because I'm not going to put my body through pain to go pop no bottle. Like,
But that has to do also with your childhood, what your mom,
what
you saw, like, hey, si vamos a gastar, va a ser en cosas que nos beneficien, you know.
So we, I figured out how to manufacture my own goods, how to import, export, how to make them in the U.S., how to make them in Colombia. Like, I'm all over the world. I figured it out.
Wow. So now you have a business.
Now I have a business.
What's the name of your business?
Well, wait, we're not there. This was my first business. Yeah, calmate. We're not there. Our first business, because I'm still figuring it out. Let's see what happens there. I'm able to get a house. I'm able to get in this. Ya tengo mi niña. Actually, that was my first business. So then it was just e-commerce. It was sweatbands, waist trainers. That's what was selling. That was really, really trending. It became a multi-million dollar business. It did very, very well. I was able to create job opportunities for a lot of people. I was able to really learn a lot. I learned what not to do, what to do. It was a great experience. I was able to be profitable. I was able to buy a house in California, in Los Angeles. And if anybody's in Los Angeles, California, knowing, you know, that is very hard. I did buy $1 million house. So I'm very, that was very, you know, that was very Julia money. I bought a custom built, I want to say close to 6,000 square foot custom built home.
Wow.
Beautiful home in California.
Beautiful.
And I say that because I'm not one to, and I don't say to show off. I want to share it with you guys to show you what discipline does. Again, I'm very heavy on the, I wasn't out. I wasn't going out. I wasn't partying. I wasn't popping bottles. The Range Rover, that was it. That was it. There was no bags. There was no Chanel. I don't know what, to this day, I don't know what a Chanel costs. And not because I can't afford it, but because that's just not where my focus is at. I don't spend hours at the Chanel store trying to figure out what Chanel is going to come out. That's just not my style. That's just a decision that I made. Could I afford it? Absolutely. I'm pretty sure. But that's just not, I made a choice. I made that choice really early on. Like, this is the direction that I'm going towards.
What do you think that came from? More from your mom or from your dad?
No, absolutely my mom.
That was
my
mom.
Yeah. My dad, cuando venía a la casa, my dad would be like, why are you doing all this? Like, why you buy this expensive car? My mom was more like, can you buy me one?
That's cool.
Yeah. My dad was like, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you putting yourself in this position? Like, this is too much money. This is too expensive. My dad was like, my mom's like.
But you see, your dad had the mentality of fear.
Your dad,
why are you putting yourself there? Like, this is why you also have to be careful who you're sharing your dreams with. Yeah. Because who you do share them with, if they're putting you down, they're putting fear. They're trying to tell you, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Maybe not the right people to be hanging out with.
But, you know, I was with my dad. I was free to be like, Dad, this is like, I would tell my dad.
You're kind of teaching him something.
Yeah, I was like, Dad, you know that. I remember telling my dad when he told me when I got the car, he's like, why you do this? This is really expensive. I said, Dad, do you know that growing up, you weren't around, but we had carcachas. Our car was always breaking down. This goes beyond what you can imagine. This means more than what you can imagine to me. Like, my mom was always struggling. Que se me va a quedar el carro, se me va a quedar el carro, you know. He's like, why do you live in this area? It was Sherman Oaks. Sherman Oaks is really expensive.
Yep.
And I would tell him, like, Dad, do you know that I grew up, we couldn't walk down the street comfortably. Si no llegaba alguien, I want to walk my daughter. I want to walk with my daughter. I want to walk places. This is, I want to live like this. So I had to explain it to him to understand it. I think he was more worried, like, te vas a ahogar mucho, te vas a estresar demasiado. Mom was like, go. Yeah.
Okay.
I did have a lot of family love, support, a lot. My tías were around me.
But you mentioned, like, because I asked you what's the name of the business, and you're like, no, well, that was the first one. So, like, that first one no longer exists?
No, so it does, but it's very minimal. Okay. So, because in all this, I never, this sounds really, I know this is going to sound dumb, but it's the truth. I never thought it was going to be, and I just thought I was just trying to make Julia money. I wasn't trying to do all of this. My vision wasn't that far. It would just went step by step. It was like, okay, I'm just trying to live in Sherman Oaks. Oh, I'm just trying to buy a house now. And it wasn't like I'm out to buy $1 million house. It was I'm just trying to buy a house. It was just vision. So with that business, it was like, oh, I'm just trying to sell waist trainers. I'm just trying to sell sweatbands. I'm just trying to sell stuff. It wasn't like, oh, you can have a business that's a brand. I didn't know one of that. It was just kind of, I was rolling with the punch. It just happened to be a multi-million-dollar business. It just happened to end up that.
But even blessed with a waist trainer. I remember the care package came in after my ex-wife gave birth to, I think it was Jordan, after Jordan. Yeah.
So, you know.
Or JJ.
So there I learned and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this again. And I did it again, even bigger and better. It has not been easy. It has not been easy. I'm not going to say that. What is the reward? I didn't used to talk about money, but one day they were writing an article about me and they said there's power in numbers. There's power in numbers. So I'm a little bit more open to sharing numbers now.
Let's talk numbers. No, I'm just kidding.
But let's see. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. So I opened up the business. I buy the house. The business is making, you know, generating, you know, not multi, but it's, it's in the low millions, but it's generating millions. It's creating jobs, and all this I'm learning, I'm growing. The first business, I see everything that I went wrong, everywhere that I went wrong. I'm able to, even though it's profitable, I'm like, okay.
Give an example.
I'll give you an example.
Like, what was something that you're like, I learned that this was not the right move?
Not that it wasn't the right move.
It was more, not a mistake.
I could have did this better. So not branding.
Okay.
I just picked the basic logo.
Okay.
And I picked just a basic name. Lo que se me vino a la cabeza ese momento. No pensé más allá. Nomás quiero, yo quiero vender waist trainers y quiero vender sweatbands. Y es todo.
Got it.
¿Por qué? Porque ese era el trend. That was the trend. That was what was in, you know, in style. And it was selling and it was making money. I never was a, I wasn't able to envision beyond that at that moment.
Totally.
When I was in there, I was like, whoa, wait, you know, I could do this better. I could do this better. I can do this way better.
But the reason why I asked that question, it's because that's something that I've shared in the past, guys. It's like, just get out there and do it. Just do it. And that I'm glad that you did it because for, I mean, regardless whether if it was a mistake, an error, I could do it better, however you want to label it.
Yeah.
The whole point is, you've by doing it, you saw something that you're like, if I tweak here, if I tweak here, if I tweak here, I can make this a little bit, I can make money like this, I can make it go like this. And yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, just do it. Like, sometimes I've shared with my audience, when I hit record on the podcast,
no,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, there's no,
but let's just go. Let's learn.
You can watch a million videos. You can read a million books. You can go to a mentor. You can go, which I had none of that. You can borrow money.
Crazy. Which can, that's what impresses me, that you didn't
there's
have
no,
that.
There's no funding. This is self-funded. This is no loan. There's nothing. There's nobody saying, here's $50,000 for nothing. There was this all for my little $5,000. So the only the thing is that you're not going to learn until you're in it. And one thing that I learned is where you start off is not where you're going to end up. And that's okay. It's good. But there's never going to be a right time. There's never going to be a right opinion. There's never going to be a right moment. It's not going to work out unless you try. That's unless right. you That's try. Right. And you pick a side. You have to pick a side. What are you going to do?
And from my... And
it's okay. Whatever side you pick, just... make sure that's what you pick.
You're dedicated to it.
Yeah. You say, you know what? I'm going to make money because I want to buy Chanel. You better buy the best Chanel. You better get that bag and enjoy your Chanel because that's what you wanted to do.
Correct.
If I'm going to make a business because, you know what? I want to just, you know, just be chilling at home and work 8 hours. Be good with that, you know, but pick a side. But if you're saying, I want to go start a business so I can pop bottles, you better enjoy that bottle because I'm going to tell you that's not going to get far. So pick a side. You cannot do both. That's what I do know. My success hasn't been because, oh, I was like, oh, I'm going to do. No, my success has been because I'm going to literally dedicate my life to this. It's going to hurt. And I realize that it hurt. It hurt. I'm like, when I say hurt, it hurt mentally, not emotionally, no, physically hurt. I have PTSD from seeing boxes because the boxes hurt after you have to carry so many boxes. They hurt. They're heavy. You know, but that's the path that I chose. That's the path that I chose. Now, with that being said, what has that given me? What has that given me? What has that sacrifice given me? It has afforded me multiple homes in California. And we're not talking about little homes. We're talking about multiple homes. I am on the path, I want to say, the next year and a half that I will be sitting on close to $5 million worth of real estate where I'm not paying for a dollar from it. And I'm in a custom-built home living mortgage-free. Wow. That's what it has afforded me.
That's right.
It has afforded me to be on vacation with my daughter traveling through Mexico for 3 months. It has afforded me to be across the country for a month, not worried about anything. So there is a payoff, but I've picked a side. It has afforded me to be able to provide my daughter to go to one of the most prestigious schools in Los Angeles. That's what it's afforded me. Beautiful. We don't worry about what we're going to eat. I do not live paycheck to paycheck. If anybody in my family comes to me and says, I'm in an emergency, I have this, I don't have to think twice. It has, you know, and it's afforded me to do a lot, but it's been a focus. It's absolutely been a focus. And
absolutely.
I want, and you know, I'm going to.
But I do want to say something really fast, like, because I know some people can take a listen to it and say like, oh, ya anda de presumida o esto y lo otro. Pero deja digo algo yo. En el sentido de que if it offends you, I truly believe it's because there's a brokenness that's inside of you. Because I'll be honest, like, when right now she said something earlier, like, oh, you know, it's generating the low millions. My mind goes to like, bro, I wish I could generate half a million. Like,
I'm sorry.
Like she's making it seem like, oh, it's just generating just. And I'm like, I wish I could just do 500,000. And I know for like you hear that from me, you're like, bro, you're thinking too small. Like, think bigger.
No, right?
But for me, it's like then God really starts like telling me things like, listen, this is a normal, like, because it's your normal, you can speak millions of dollars because it's your normal. I'm still at the thousands, but you're like goals to me. But I don't know if I'm making sense with what I'm saying, but what I'm trying to share is like when you're healed, you don't take offense from it. You take more like, no, dude, learn from something. Don't take offense from it. You know?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? No,
I'm not trying to offend anybody.
No. I know you're not. But what I'm saying is like if that is the case, how you're perceiving it. I promise you,
okay, I'm trying to really tell you guys that what my message is, that you guys, look, this is another one thing, and I don't know necessarily who watches this show exactly, the audience, because obviously I don't know if everybody that watches the show is a Latina or a Latino. I don't know.
Most of them, but.
Okay, so what I really want to tell you guys is, as an uneducated Latina, I don't have an education. I don't have anybody giving me money. I didn't have anybody giving me money. I don't have anybody giving me money. I don't have anybody in my corner saying, dale, dale. You know, I have, ay, mija. That's as far as it gets. Ay, mija. Ay, tú eres inteligente, mija. That's as far as they can go, mija. Ay, tú eres inteligente. That's as far as it can go. I don't have a mentor. I will not go to a mentor. I don't. That's just not
because
my style.
You know, like, I could figure this out.
I'm going to figure it out. I'm not a presumida. I asked my tía to pass me my purse. This is literally my $15 purse from Amazon, okay? I'm not a presumida. Y no soy una coda tampoco. So I don't go to Chanel not because I'm a coda. I'm going to tell you why I don't go to Chanel. Because that Chanel money, I'm going to go have a birthday party in Tijuana for 5,000 children that are homeless. It was like 1,000 children in Tijuana for children that are homeless. That's what I'm going to spend my money on. I'm going to go pull up to the tire shop and get my tire checked, and I'm going to give somebody $1,000. That's what I'm going to do with my money.
So
I'm not a coda either. I'm not a presumida.
Yeah.
This is what I choose to do with my money. So, because they have said, like, oh, it's been called out, like, no, I just don't spend my, like, that's just not that I don't care for it. I don't need it. I'm not going to do that with the money.
And even if you do, like, si te quieres dar el lujo de una.
No se me hace un lujo.
Louis Vuitton bag.
No se me hace un lujo. That's the thing, que no se me hace un lujo.
Yeah.
To me, no es un lujo.
Yeah.
To me, personally, una Louis Vuitton no es un lujo. Es una decisión que uno toma. Yo me siento contenta. I feel happy. And I don't follow the crowd. I don't follow the trend. So we'll give you an example. When all the deportation started, a lot of children came out. And I don't do it to show up. I'm not a presumida. I want to show you that there is, you have to pick a side. You have to pick a focus, and you have to be very clear. You know, I don't want to lean to Chanel. I don't want to go. I have another route. But in that sense, I also am a giving person. I am a sharing person. I'm not a coda, you know? So when when the deportation started and a lot of children were coming out and working the taco stands and the fruit stands, you remember early on? We went over to Bakersfield, and I did a post on Instagram, and I said, whoever needs food for your family, diapers, medicine, like, send me a TikTok. I'll be at your house with food. Like, I showed up to people's houses, a lot of houses, me and my team showed up and we dropped off groceries at the front door, whatever, don't come out because people were afraid to come out. Second round of deportation comes and they get stronger. There's a lot of kids coming out and working the fruit stands. So I go around picking up kids. I convince the parents to let me borrow their children. We go on a shopping spree. No questions asked. Somebody got Dior. I was like, you want Dior? You want Dior. I don't want Dior. You want Dior? You get Dior. That's what you want. So that's what they want. I said, I'm going to take them on a shopping spree. They want a Dior. That's fine. That's Dior for them, you know? So that's where I choose to spend my money. That's my, you know, those are my lujos que yo me doy. So that's kind of, anyway, well, but that's the track that I'm on. I'm a track of, I want to use my money to give back in a meaningful way.
Absolutely.
I may never start a charity or a nonprofit. That's fine. That's not my vision. My vision is like, I want to just make people smile on this path.
Absolutely.
On this path.
Absolutely.
So when I share these numbers, I don't do it to show off. Or when I say, oh, I could afford it, I don't do it to show off. I just show like, hey, you can reach this level, but it doesn't have to be. There's a different version you can take. There's a different path. I do believe that if you are starting a business because you want to afford luxury goods, Chanel and Louis Vuitton and all these things, it may not be the best thing to do with your money very early on.
But you're seeing it from the perspective of you're in the side that not many people are on. You're like the side where people see like, well, I'm just trying, like, excited. I had someone tell me, if you're excited for the weekend,
yes,
no, you're probably not doing the right thing. You're probably not doing the right thing.
The weekend's the worst days for me.
Because people are like, I just want to party. I just want a club. Your whole check just goes gone the weekend that you got your check. And then that's it, right?
No.
So I'm hitting the perspective of the side of myself. I'm there. And many other people where it's like, guys, we could be working our 9 to 5. And we could be hustling. Yes.
And I'm going to tell you guys something. And you said that the majority of Latinos. I'm going to tell you guys. And I'm saying, honestly, I'm not trying to like fake the funk just to pump you guys up or nothing. As a Latino culture, in today's economy, in today's world, we have what it takes to succeed in comparison to many other cultures.
Yeah.
I want to say I want to say if you came from an immigrant culture, because we are built different, children of immigrants, whether it be one or two generations down, especially children of immigrants, you guys, what society used to paint as less than or disadvantage, in today's economy, the way that we were raised, it is an advantage. It is an advantage. And I'll give you some examples. When food prices come up, most cultures are like, Oh my God, the eggs. We're like, we're going to eat sopa de fideo. We're going to eat frijoles. Vamos a comer rico. We are built to really, really like just excel in this type of environment. Mm-hmm. This is right now an environment, a financial environment where it is hard. Really, really hard. But we're built like that. We have it. We
handicap ourselves.
Yes. But we were raised like this. You just have to put out there what we've already raised.
That's why I wanted to bring you on, because I knew that the reality, and it's something that I've shared in the past. The reality is, if we have a computer, if we have a phone, and most of the time, I'm not even going to get down to that point. But if we have a computer, if we have a phone, like, we can make it. We can do it.
Yes.
There's no excuse. If you guys have questions, I mean, I'll even have her information here for you guys to see. And you guys can definitely reach out to her directly if you guys want, or through me. I've always told you guys, ask the questions. No silly questions.
Yep.
She straight up went up to someone at a post office and said, how can I get 20 of those?
Not once. I've done this several times.
So I'm picking her brain. You guys don't know behind the scenes. Like, she gives me little pointers. And like, no, you're making it personal. You're doing this. And it's like it kind of hurts a little because when you're going through the mindset that you're trying to break free, but it's like, no, you know what, dude? Like, listen, the proof is in the numbers. Like, there's a reason why there's success. So it's like, I get it. I get it.
He said, puede. You guys have what it takes. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
You just have to do it, but you can do it. Like,
I love it.
I'm not saying anybody can do it. I'm just saying you can do it.
Yeah. Like,
just
I agree.
Pick a side. I agree. What path are you going to go down? And that's it.
Man, I wanted to talk about the chisme, the background of like her baby daddy and all that
stuff. We'll do baby daddy drama. We'll do baby daddy walks in and tells me I'm cheating on you, part two.
Because there was growth there, guys. Oh, yeah. You know how I talk about personal development growth? Right now, she kind of hit more our financial capacity. But the reality also, she went through a very difficult heartbreak that I'm like, man, dude, and to still continue to push on the business, for me, very impressive, right? So, Lizette, thank you so much for joining. I really hope the conversation was a blessing, not only for you, but for me, for us. All right. So I don't know if you want to just go ahead and share with us your business.
Sure. It's Misty Phases, which is my business that I started, the last business that I started a few years ago. It is in Mexico and in the U.S. It is dedicated to postpartum care. It's a beautiful brand. Everything has, you know, different patents. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's doing great. You guys can see all the little things at mistyphases.com. I'm on TikTok, on Instagram.
And I'll add all that information there for you guys, too. Something that I always do with everyone, right? And I'm sure she'll have some type of video where we can show you guys and you guys can take a look at all that stuff, too. I mean, again, I just say this again because it's, for me, it's so educational. Like, it's awesome. I have no idea. Like, she said it so freely. Like, oh, it's patent. I'm like, patent? Like, how do you even start from getting a patent? But it's growth. Have mercy. Have grace. Develop yourself. She didn't need a mentor. Maybe I do. Maybe you guys do. Some people don't. I have no problem picking her brain and telling her, teach me these things. She didn't need it, but does that make her better or worse? No, she just did it. She's different. I'm different, and we're going to learn. But I'll share your information there, all your social medias. If you guys want to go and support, go for it. Wow. I mean, to me, again, it's impressive. Like,
it's impressive to me, too. I'm still like, damn, who is this?
Like, which what? Is awesome. Like, which is awesome. Guys, thank you so much. I hope you guys liked it. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.